We were trying to put a subject on the board, but the subject, you can put it in your little notes, keeping your word, are you trustworthy, with a question mark. All right, we're going to read a little refer to a little article. As I was thinking about this subject, this article came to me, and I want to share it with you. It is not the Bible, so notice this is an article. All right, March 11, 1942 was a dark, desperate day at Corregidor. The Pacific theater of war was threatening and bleak. One island after another had been buffeted into submission. The enemy was now marching into the Philippines as confident as the Star Band in the Rose Bowl in California parade. Surrender was inevitable. The brilliant and bold soldier, Douglas MacArthur, had only three words for his comrades as he stepped into the escape boat destined for Australia. The words were, "I shall return." Upon arriving 9 days later in the port of Adelaide, the 62-year-old military statesman closed his remarks with this sentence, "I came through, and I shall return." A little over 2.5 years later, October the 20th, 1944, to be exact, he stood once again on Philippine soil after landing safely. This is what he said. "This is the voice of freedom. General MacArthur speaking. People of the Philippines, I have returned." MacArthur kept his word. His word was as good as his bond, regardless of the odds against him, including the pressures and power of enemy strategy. He was bound and determined to make his promise good. Notice, this rare breed of man is almost extinct in 2022. You know why? Think about it. Whether an executive or an apprentice, a student or a teacher, a blue or white collar worker, a Christian or pagan, rare indeed are those who keep their word. It's a challenge to us. The prevalence of the problem has caused the coining of terms painfully familiar to us in our era. That is, credibility gap. Lord help us. To say that something is credible is to say it is capable of being believed, trustworthy. To refer to a gap in such suggests a breach or a reason for doubt. Listen, jurors, I've been to court before, sitting with someone else to see the outcome. They're praying, but notice this. Jurors often have reason to doubt the testimony of a witness on the stand. Parents, some of us are parents, I'm one, likewise have reason at times to doubt their children's word and vice versa. Pretty sad, isn't it? Citizens frequently doubt the promises of politicians. We're not going to go into that. And the credibility of an employee's word is questioned by the employer, living in 2022. Creditors can no longer believe a debtor's verbal promise to pay. And many a mate has ample reason to doubt the word of his or her partner or their companion. Help us. This is a terrible dilemma. Precious few do what they say they will do. When you have a debt that's supposed to be paid, do you pay it on debt on time, or do you just forget about it? Help us, Lord. These are some challenges for us today. Yeah. Enough of that reading. We're going to move on with the Word of God, and we're going to see what else the Lord wants to share with us today. I'm in it with you, too. Ephesians 4 and 22 will be our first scripture. The subject is Keeping your word, are you trustworthy? And thank you for helping me with that writing over there. Here we are, Ephesians 4 and 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the whole man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Is your word trustworthy? Lord, help us this afternoon. Turn with me to Colossians 3, 12 and 17. We read some more of the word of God. Colossians 3, 12 and 17. It gives us instruction. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Some people say, I will not forgive. I will not forgive. Facing eternity almost and still holding on. Lord, have mercy on us today. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, brothers and sisters, put on charity. We need charity, which is a bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Thank the Lord. We could just go on reading the scripture, but for the sake of time, notice what we said there. Amen. I agree 100%, and I believe you do. Talking about keeping your word, and are you trustworthy? Turn with me to Psalms 15, and we have some more of the word of God to read to us this afternoon. Here we are, Psalms 15, 1 through 3. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? 2, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. We want to be in that number, don't we? He that backbiteth not with his tongue. We all have a tongue here today. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. No part of it. Nor doeth evil to his neighbor. I'm going to get even with him. It may take me 20 or 30 years, but his day is coming. And you know what? He's going to reap what he sowed. Isn't that an ugly attitude? Leave all of that to God. Every bit of it to God. Lord, help us to show love to our fellow man. But we don't want to be caught up into that. All right, let's see. Nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. We have a lot to do, don't we? Positive action is what we need today. May the Lord challenge us as we look into his word. Turn with me now to Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 5. And here's some more instructions for us today. This has been a good meeting. I think about you can just get a variety of things. It's already been said. The Spirit knows. This table is spread. But if you decide I just won't get anything, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. I'm going to keep my heart closed. I'm going to keep my mind closed. And you're going to be in a very bad condition. You know, but you don't want that to happen. And I believe we have an openness for the word of God this afternoon. So that is encouraging. Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 5. And it instructs each one of us. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. F-O-O-L-S. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth. M-O-U-T-H. And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. F-E-W. We're talking about constructive words. We're not talking about you have to have a long, sad face and can't even smile. But we're talking about the things of God and to live a careful life, that we will be accountable, that we will be an example, that we can be a blessing, that we can be a light to those that we're round about, and we can administer encouragement and administer vitality into their life by the things that we say and that we do not say. Think before you speak. Have you heard that? Yes, that's very important, because our words can wound a soul and an individual. They may never fully recover by maybe something you said, and maybe you didn't really mean it that way. But also, dear ones, let us be careful as we're thinking about our words. Our tone, our body language, all of that is important. We don't know the struggle that our brother and our sister has, but the Holy Spirit can give discernment and he can help us. And when you are tired and you might be weary, and when your day hasn't gone so well, you might do well to just go sit down somewhere by yourself and pray and say, Lord, help me. Then to pass it on to your neighbor, to your family members, or whatever the case might be. This is a warning to each one of us. This is where we're living in 2022. And also, this is not a push off for the congregation. I want you to know I'm in the battle with you. I want you to know I have to watch my words also. And you know another thing? I work, I'm a housewife, I'm a mother, I'm all those things. I'm not going to tell you. I work in the public. And sometimes things can happen in a public setting that you would rather they not happen. And you have to stay under control. You must stay under control. And sometimes you have to just say, Lord, help me right here. Or you have to try to say something pleasant or give a smile, because you really can't react to what has happened to you, because it's not the proper thing to do. But the Lord can bless us in all those situations. What about with our brother and our sister? What about among the church family? Let us be careful. This is a warning. We don't know what the Holy Spirit has for us here, but we want to accept all of the word of God. May the Lord bless us today, and I believe he is going to help us. Turn with me to Matthew 12. Let's see what else the Lord would like for us to have today. All right. Here we are, Matthew 12:36-37. But I say unto you that every idle, I-D-L-E word, that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Pretty serious. It is serious. But the Spirit of God can help us to know how to use our words and to govern them, the things to say and the things to leave off. We also want to remind you that we can have fun, we can enjoy one another, we can be lighthearted, but you want to keep all of that in the right balance. Everything that you do and say, keep it in the right balance. You can play with your grandchildren. I do that. I have fun. I play with the neighbors. I communicate with my husband. I smile. I do all those things. I try to do them. But I also, when it comes to the things of God, the things of God are most important, and you want to be careful. So may the Lord help us. That's a warning to us. All right. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Yes. That is very serious and heavy. Lord, help us this afternoon to get the message. And I believe he is. We are talking about, as you all already know, I remind them at home, victorious living. victorious living, and that's what we're talking about. And that's what I believe you all want to do. So I'm in it with you today. You are my brothers, and you are my sisters. And I appreciate you praying for me. I feel the effects already of the prayers, and I know you all are faithful. And God is always faithful. Hebrews 13 and 8, let's see. Jesus Christ is our example. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the same yesterday and today and forever. Glory to his name. You can always count on him. Even in that dark hour, even in that time, maybe when you cannot sleep, when you're in that fiery trial or whatever, Jesus, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is always there to assist and to help us. We can count on the Word of God. We can count on the Bible, the things that are contained in it. It is our lifeline, and thank the Lord for that. You can always have that sweet hour of prayer, that communication with you and with God. It is wonderful. And sometimes we don't know the right words to even say. We're in a situation where we're going to have to depend upon you, Lord, because I don't really know how to handle this situation. But here's what we need to do. Give ourselves a little time. Give yourself a little time and calm down a little bit. Sometimes you have to remove yourself a little bit from the situation. I mean, physically remove yourself a little bit. Or you may just have to say, I don't have an answer right now, but I need a little time. You know what happened when, over there in the Old Testament, when Daniel was in that situation, remember how He said, give us a little time that he could be able to interpret the dream. Sometime you need a little time, and it's nothing wrong with that. We're not talking about doing something foolish and get yourself run over by a car, but you know what I'm talking about. You need a little time to get yourself collected that you might be able to communicate in a way that will be a blessing and that the people will understand and that you don't have to later go back and ask somebody to please forgive me because I misspoke. Please forgive me because I just didn't handle that just right. If you find you're in that category, as quickly as you can, take care of it because you need to do that. Don't just say, oh, well, everybody does that. No, 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 no. Keep it clear as you go and the Lord will bless you. All right. Thank the Lord. Sometimes we have to make some corrections with our children. I've been a mother of five children, husband, and sometimes I have to go and tell him, I didn't handle that just right. Would you please forgive me? Or the children, I may have thought they did something and I may have disciplined them and I didn't get it correctly. And I have to go back and say, I'm sorry, mother, whatever I use. I didn't handle that right. Would you please forgive me? And I will try to be careful in the future. So we have to do that as we go along. Our human relationships are very, very important. So Lord, help us. All right. Turn with me to where we're going here now. We got Hebrews, Matthew's 24. We don't have too many more scriptures. We're going to go Matthew's 24. Thank the Lord. 34 and 39. Verily or truly, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. And it goes on to say, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And it tells you some of the things. For in the days that they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. A solemn warning and a reminder we're living in difficult, evil days. But we're still serving that mighty God. So they would sing about it, how great thou art. The sister said about little David, how that he was able to bring down that giant with the faith in God and the things he was familiar with. He was able to slay the lion and the bear, and he was able to go up against the giant. Do you have the physical strength, spiritual strength that Brother Schaefer spoke about last night? Have you been eating and feeding on the word of God? So when you get into a situation, you will have the right words that you need to say. You will be able to have the overcoming power that you can slay those giants in your life. Do you all have any giants? We have some in Oklahoma. I've had to do some giant combat with the Spirit of God. It's not easy, and it's not for sissies. But when you have the Lord on your side, he's the one. It's just kind of like, I like to drive, and I'm not going to tell you all about that. But I like to have a car that gets into that the automatic shift. And I'm from a family of mechanics, and so I like to listen with my ear, even though I'm a lady. And I like to hear when it got to go, you know how it goes on down the road? And I'm going with it, and I have it controlled. I'm thinking that like when the Spirit of God comes, when you're in a battle and you say, Lord, I've done everything that I can, and you're laboring before the Lord. And then when the Holy Spirit comes and gives you a visitation, and it like gives you some extra power that you can just go right on through it. That's what we're talking about. But we need to rely upon the Spirit of God to help us today. And we appreciate it so very much for that thought. All right, turn with us to Isaiah 40:8. Thank the Lord for your word today. 40:8. Here we go. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. We can count on it, and we appreciate it today, and it's proven over the years and over the ages. Thank the Lord for his word. I believe the unchanging word of God is true. James 4:13, we will be reading. Go to now, Jesus say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. That is very true. We don't know. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this are that. Most people that I know of among the church of God, especially when I was younger, we would often say, if the Lord will. We may have gotten away from that some in some locations, but it's still a good practice because we need to write our plans in pencil. I've heard this said, because the Lord can change and adjust those plans. So we want to keep that in mind. But you know, the Lord is good. If we should make some type of commitment and we're not able to keep it, the Lord can help us to straighten that out. But don't get in the habit of being careless with your words. May the Lord bless today. All right. Our final scripture, not unless the Spirit impresses me with something else, will be Psalms 19:14. Amen. And it reads, let the words of my mouth, amen, and the meditation of my heart, those things that I think on, those things that I ponder, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He can do it for each one of us, and it's available. May we cherish the word of God. Again, in conclusion, are you faithful in keeping your word? Are you trustworthy? May the Lord bless us today. And we trust that you were able to follow the thought. And we also are praying that the Holy Spirit would accompany the things that were shared today, that he will enlarge upon it and bring it back to your memory. And as you go through your journey of life, you will be able to reflect upon some of the things that we have shared with you today through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. May God bless each one of you. Amen.